I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's a Monday, and we're here to do Monday things.
What were we talking about?
That's funny. You were just asking, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, not at all. I'm just always confused.
Yeah. Carter is in permanent confusion mode.
Confusion.
Oh, we were going to talk about Narcotis. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Narcotis. We'll talk about Narcotis.
Okay. It's in the notes now.
All right.
Now we can't avoid it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Monday show. How do we know it's that? Because it's Monday night at 6 p.m. or a little after 6-ish that.
6-ish p.m.
Ish. Yeah. We do a little pre-show. Look, if you're a patron, you know this because you get this little extra thing. Or if you show up to the stream early, you get a little extra talk, a little chatter.
Chatter.
We talked about Nipolis cartoons.
Nipolis.
In the 80s, mainly.
Sounds like you're saying Nicholas, but like...
Nipolis?
Rude.
It sounds like a fancy man. Nipolis. Like Lord Nipolis.
Sir Nipolis of Calgary.
Calgary, Canada. Why Calgary?
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my head.
Like, Calgary is not a fancy place. That's just Canada.
It's a fancy name, though.
That's true. Well, anyway, Carter was at work all day, so she's home now.
Yep.
Can I tell you about your dog for a second?
Oh, sure.
Your dog's a psychopath. So this morning, Carter leaves, and the dogs are still all cozy in their little kennels.
Yeah.
Three of them, because we have three freaking dogs. She's cute as a button.
Did she puke?
Oh, puke, no.
Okay,
good. You said she cute. No, she didn't puke. Cute. Well, as far as I know, she didn't puke. I mean, she hasn't puked in front of me.
Oh, good.
I worried earlier, but anyway, she has a tendency to, when she gets nervous, she gets a little tummy thing, and then she'll barf. That's her thing.
She's a little barfy.
But today, that didn't happen. What happened today was you guys left. And it was just me in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm up there around 8 trying to get dogs fed so that I can get the morning stream going at 9 or just before. So I'm hustling around doing all that. And the other two dogs are already out. And I get Ripley and she comes out. And she does her little stretch and yawn noise. And it's the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah.
She's kind of the best. But she did seem a little like...
She's always a little sad. When
where is she? You know, like that look in her eyes, like what have you done to her kind of thing? You were gone maybe 30 seconds.
I don't know
seconds.
How, but she has this look about her when she's sad where her lip looks like it's sticking out like.
Yeah, like she's meaning.
Like she's actually sad.
We bred her to be a boob. Well, I didn't breed her to do anything. But anyway, the point is, so you guys leave. You're barely out of the garage. Like the garage just barely shut. Garage.
For context, she is like a big, she's a half Weimaraner, half lab mix. Yeah. And she's massive.
Big dopey dog.
She's like 70-something pounds. And
70, really?
Big old head, yeah.
She's that's like 75,
I think, the last time I weighed her.
Wow.
She's a big dog.
She weighs more than Van. Right?
I don't know. I don't know how much
I can pick him up. I can't pick her up.
I can pick her up.
Really?
Yeah.
I want
she's like gangly and difficult, but she's not that heavy.
Well, aren't we all? Depends on when you ask us. So anyway, you guys are gone. 30 seconds to a minute max.
Yeah.
I get them out. I start pouring them food. And normally, lately anyway, all three of them just right to it. Yum, 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 yum. Eat their food, go out, take a dump. And life is good. Ripley looks at her food, looks at me, looks at her food, looks at me, and does this for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ripley, it's okay. It's okay. Go ahead and eat. And the other two are just, blah, 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 and they're slow compared to her. So they're just, they have a head start. And then finally, I'm like, are you okay? And she looks at me and goes,
Oh,
like that.
So sad.
And I go, what's the matter? And she, and so I thought maybe she didn't feel good.
Yeah.
So I took her outside and she jumped around, sniffed around, just fine. She's totally fine. I bring her back in. She looks at the food. She goes over to the garage where she knows you just left.
Where I left.
Presses her nose on the garage or on the, you know, the door. Yeah. The door just going like flat, like she does sometimes.
Yeah.
Where she's sniffing your coat like deep.
Yeah, it's like in
she
there.
She just goes, and she held it there for a second and then she pulled back. Wandered over to her food, ate her food. So that's all it was.
She's so dramatic.
She's such a drama queen,
she
dude.
She is. She has separation anxiety, but like, it's not destructive at all. It's just sad.
It is sad.
She gets really bummed out.
And when you're gone for a while, she accepts it and is awesome with me.
Like for like a day. A yeah. Good, like
she'll
overnight.
Lay with me, play with me, want to wrestle, want to go out. Like she's fine. But when she's at the edge of you leaving
yeah.
or after she's you've so left, sad. She's a mess.
She also, when I return, it's just like, looks at me like she thought she was never going to see me again.
Yeah.
Stares me right
like
down,
tonight?
Like,
did you already see her? Did mom go get her?
I saw her in her kennel, but I didn't let her out.
You just saw her in jail?
In jail. Dog jail. Yeah. She loves her kennel. She's fine.
No, she likes to go in there. In fact, here's the other funny bit. So after they're done eating, they were all fairly quick after we got her going, because she eats quick when she eats. Yeah. Took her outside. She dropped a big old freaking fatty out there. Came back in the house.
So disgusting.
And was she a big dog?
Yeah.
Comes back in the house and I'm like petting them all. I'm like, oh, good girls, yeah. good girls. And I go to pet her and she just like pulls her head out, puts her head down and marches back into her kennel
little
and lays
Eeyore
in there.
March.
Yeah. And laid in there and yeah. looked at me. It's open. I'm like, I'm not going to shut that on you. Why are you doing this? I think she's been trained to know that if she's in her kennel, that means eventually you're coming back.
Like she's trying to reset it.
Yeah, I really do. And so she'll sometimes be in there for hours.
Totally being, open.
Yeah.
Aww.
I was sad.
That's sad.
So I spent time with her today. It didn't seem to matter. And then toward the end of the night, she was down here with me. I had her on that blanket. That's why your blanket's over here.
Oh, that's why. That's
she wondering. Was chilling, totally chilling on it. And then at some point, I feel these paws and I look over and she's trying to climb up me. And she's going, I'm like, do you have to pee? Do you have to poo? Do you have to barf? What's your problem?
She just wants love.
She just wanted love. So I gave her love.
She's a dramatic, sad baby.
I bring you love.
The largest baby in the world.
What's that from? Simpsons.
It's from The Simpsons. Yeah, it's Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
I bring you love.
It's the one from like, you weren't even born yet, like 95.
It was one of the Treehouse of Horrors probably, right?
No. It was.
Oh, no, I'm thinking, I am the Lizard Queen.
Yeah, that one was. The one I'm thinking of was the X-Files guys were on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Sculler and Mulder.
They think it's like
Mulder.
Sculler and Mulder.
Sculler and Mulder.
We're on there. We're on The Simpsons.
Someone make that a title. That'll probably get chosen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. We pick titles for the show. Yeah. So submit them at showbot.frogpants.com. Anyway, or no, frogpants.showbot.com.
Goodness.
I get that wrong all the time because I suck.
Bad at word.
Anyway. All is
dog.
Fine now. She's fine now. Everybody's
she'll be fine
happy.
As soon as I get up there. She'll be so stoked.
Yeah.
She'll be so happy.
And she's they're all going to act like they're starving at 7 again.
Yeah. They
think they're pulling one over, but they're not.
They're not.
It's like, dude, it's 6.
They become absolute freaks at about like 6 to 7 o'clock.
And then they're in cahoots. You can tell they're like kind of making this plan together.
They
even
start fighting.
Boomer.
And yeah. Like, yeah.
And they all want to do it. And they're all looking at us like, is this enough for you to want to get feed us early?
Go?
Oh, okay. No. Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
They and also then, know the words eat and hungry.
Yeah. Those are trigger words.
So if you say like, oh, are you hungry? They'll all lose their mind.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But whatever. They're great.
They're
we
cute.
Like, we like dogs.
I love my dogs.
Do you want to hear something weird that happened?
Yeah. No.
I might bring it up again tomorrow, but I was out walking Rainer tonight. Yeah. Just before you got here, about a half an hour before you got here.
Okay.
And I'm all sweaty still.
Gross.
It was actually really nice because it was cool and windy and just barely sunny. But after
it's been really
half
nice
a mile,
today.
I got all warmed up. Anyway, I'm out there with her and some Except lady on her porch is standing out facing the soccer fields at the school. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And she goes, I'm just walking past. Rainer stops and poops. And it's just the side thing over there next to the fence.
Yeah.
And so I'm across the street from her, almost directly across, and I kneel down after she's done, get out the bag, do the thing, tie it off, hold on to it, and keep moving. Yeah. She goes,
all her dignity.
Lady goes, you know, I can see you.
Good job.
What does that mean?
Good job.
What do you think? You did that, it. What do you think she means, though?
That's what you can say. See me that's doing all you have what? To say back. Just be like, great. Super happy for you.
Also, I'm in this bright red jacket. Like, how do you not see me?
Yeah, you're like a stop sign.
A yield, at least, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, and I didn't reply. So I felt like saying, well, I can see you too, you weirdo. Go back in your house.
That's when you moon her.
Or throw the poo bag at her.
I can see you and just pull down your pants.
But why would you say that? Now, I'm trying to, okay, here's the other thing. This is a life thing I'm trying to do.
Have you not heard of the lead paint
stare? I have, okay. Yeah. But okay, what I'm trying to do right now in my life is think about all the possibilities before I make a judgment. So if I see something, because you know how perspective is everything, and you don't know.
And like, who knows?
You might get bad service at a restaurant, but it turns out that person, their life was threatened earlier, and they just can't function.
Bad stuff could be, yeah.
And then so that changes the whole perspective of the course. Thing, right? But so I'm just trying to think, all right, what is she up there doing that would have her say this to me? And I couldn't think of another ulterior scenario.
Other than she's just nuts?
Unless she's not talking to me. Maybe she's talking to somebody else in the house or near her or on her porch. I don't know.
A bird.
You know how that one, we have a neighbor. I'll be very vague about this. We have a, you know who this is.
Okay.
It's a dude. He's married.
All right.
But he also lives, his ex-wife lives in the basement.
Oh, I do know about, yes.
Yep. It's so weird.
It's really weird.
Isn't that weird?
It's odd.
I don't know how you do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And she just like lives down there, almost like a mother.
It's like a mother-in-law apartment.
Yeah.
Kind of situation. But
and sometimes they're all on the porch.
Yeah.
And I walk by
like
and go.
They're like all buds. It's freaking weird.
I'm like, hey, guy and wife and old wife.
Old wife.
It's really weird. And before all you smart asses start going, well, it is Utah. Maybe it's multiple wives. They're not.
Goodness gracious.
It was a little bit.
It's illegal here too, people.
Yeah, it's been illegal since 1878 or something. Long time.
Long time.
We love you long time. Okay, check this out. Carter over here, this Carter person that we know here.
We know who's on the show.
She went to see Dune Part 2.
I did.
Yeah, not because I bugged her to. Your friends just said, nope. Hey, we got some tickets.
Yep.
They're cheaper because of some reason.
I have one friend who is almost as obsessed with it as you are.
Oh, wait a minute. What does that mean? What level of obsession are they?
They are all into the lore.
Oh, she the one who's telling me what book to read?
No.
Oh.
Different person.
She's very, that book person, book girl, is very open. She just wants to talk.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? You don't have to tell me. Shandine.
Shandine.
She wants me to read this book called Red Rising. Apparently a well thought of science fiction novel. It's kind of in the vein of the Dune-ish sort of stuff,
yeah,
but like it's set on Mars.
Apocalypse. Space.
Yeah. It's on Mars and they figured out a way to genetically make it so people have their class system is separated by color. And I don't mean racial color. Like some of the people's hair is this kind of red, like Coke can red
and
eyes, stuff like that. So that they are, you can tell that that's not one of the green people or whatever. Yeah. I'm really curious about it. I'm going to read it and make sure that it's not some stupid young adult romance thing. Because if it is, I'm going to be mad
at your
friend.
Valerie has good recs. She said that if you like Dune, you probably like that. I haven't read it. I don't know. I read nothing.
Came out in 2014 by a dude named Pierce Brown. And let's see here. It was well received by both readers and critics. Got onto the New York Times bestseller list in February of that year. Entertainment Weekly gave it an A for writing.
Wow.
So, I mean, seems good.
Solid.
And I think there's a whole...
I've never even heard of it.
There's a whole... they did a prequel comic. Did they also do... Is this a series or just a book?
A book. There's a series. There's six, I think she said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We might get into that.
Anyway, the point is... We actually went to AMC because my one friend really wanted the horrible worm bucket, which, of course, was not there.
Hold on. Explain horrible worm bucket. Oh, the one with the wormhole in it.
Looks like an anus.
Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
You stick your hand in there.
I don't want to... I guess... Have you seen the video where Rebecca Ferguson sees the bucket for the first time? Who plays Jessica, his Paul's mom?
No.
Jessica Atreides?
Yeah.
Does she have the last name? Same last name?
Yeah.
She's just his pimp wife, though.
Jessica.
Well, anyway. She didn't know about it. So while she's doing this interview during some of their press junkets.
Oh, gosh.
She's the hands of the lady interview, laying heads her phone. She's like, here it is. And she's like, wait a minute, let me see this thing. She goes, oh, what? And she like, couldn't believe it. She's my favorite person in the world. She's so great. You need to follow her. You'll love her.
Okay.
She'll be your idol from now on.
I will follow her.
Really, concubine. Sorry. I, of course, says concubine equals pimp wife. That's what I meant. In Dune, and this is a normal thing, it's a lot of concubines.
Yeah.
And Paul or Leto Atreides, the first, loved her. Yeah. And she loved him. So it was as good as any marriage.
Yeah.
It's just that.
The labels are wonky.
Yeah, it's wonky.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. They're huffing on spice. Who cares?
Yeah. What even matters?
Yeah. Spice huff.
Christopher Walken's going to come in and be grumpy.
You guys, I want to.
What's with the spice?
I want to control the spice. This is a terrible impression.
This is not good.
I can't do it.
Spice.
It's a sound thing and I don't get it right.
No, it's like you have to do like the. I have a fever.
I got a fever. Needs more cowbell.
What did he? Was Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters, like that?
Yeah.
So it's about putting emphasis on different syllables.
Weird words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so you're over. You saw part one with us, I think, mm-hmm. or maybe
it's been a while though, so I didn't remember a lot, but I didn't feel like I actually missed.
Well, it only came out 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't miss much from the first to the second. I don't feel like I was confused by anything.
So what'd you think?
It was really good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's good, right?
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Some of the concepts are so cool.
Dude.
Like the little floaty suits and the breather things.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff is good.
It's
and I'm
really
telling you,
rad.
I went, one of the first things I did was rewatch part one and the whole thing is so good as a whole.
Elvis does a great job.
Elvis is amazing in it. Austin Butler.
Amazing job.
Look. It's
I like
fun.
His voice.
Everyone likes to tease him because he was Elvis and he had to do the accent. Whatever. I never even saw that. But he's legit, dude.
No,
he stole that every
it.
Scene he was in.
It was, you know what's hilarious is I watched Willy Wonka not long before watching Dune.
Yeah, less than a week or something.
Timothy Chalamet.
I thought you called him Philippe McCallaghan or something.
Timothy Chalamet. Needs to act in serious roles only because Wonka was a little cringy.
Yeah.
A little hard to watch. And, you know, I'm happy for him. But going from that to his crazy Dune stuff, he's so good in Dune.
Yeah, he's very good in Dune.
So good.
He's perfect Paul Atreides.
Yeah, perfect Paul Atreides.
I love the scene where he's squaring off with Austin Butler. Almost said Butler Austin.
But,
and he goes, "May thy knife chip and shatter," and he holds it to his head.
And Austin Butler, "May thy knife chip and shatter."
And he laughs through it.
Yeah.
That is the best take.
It's so good.
It's so perfect.
It's so perfect.
What an ass.
He's so sassy.
Oh, I love it.
It's so good.
I'll follow him wherever. Those, he can do no wrong.
Yeah, it was rad.
A lot of people like Wonka. Molly, Carter's the only one that's been skeptical to me about it.
Wonka was terrible. I just think that Timothy Chalamet has a lot of talents.
He does.
And it wasn't his talent
to be
that kind of acting.
Because
he was supposed to be I'm crazy goofy chocolate man. And he just kind of was Timothy Chalamet the whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't the same.
I get it. You think they should have hired the bear guy?
He looks like, what's his name?
What's his name? Bear Von Bearness?
Bear Nuts.
Bear-faced lie? I don't know. What is it, though? It's something like that.
He looks like Gene Wilder, crazy. So that would have been cool just looks-wise, but I don't know. I just felt like...
I don't know if he can sing, though.
T'Challa is not... It wasn't his, role, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. The rest of the movie's great.
Molly says he's not the best singer, but neither was Gene Wilder. True.
No, I don't think it was his singing at all. I actually think he was a really good singer. I was surprised.
I think he's fine. I think there is a tendency, I'm not saying you're doing this, but I think there's a tendency for people to discount Chalamet for just being young and upcoming and excited and goofy and hairs everywhere.
I'm saying I think he does better in serious roles.
Yeah.
I think it works better for him.
I hear he's great in that cannibal one. It's not really about cannibalism, but it is. It is or it isn't. What's the name?
I've heard of this.
You guys know the name?
Cannibal Time.
Timothy.
Timothy Chimaname.
Chimaname.
Chimaname. Timmy Anime.
Gosh dang it. I can't think of the name. All right. What else we got going on? So it was good and you loved it and it's all good.
Yeah,
and,
it's great.
And now you're not, are you sick of me talking about Dune or now it works now because you've watched it?
You won't stop talking about it either way. So
I love it so
my
much,
opinions won't matter.
You know what my favorite sound in the whole world is right now? This. Listen to her. Just, oh, just you know what part, tears you a new butthole.
Do you know what part made me laugh, though, in the
what?
Movie?
What?
When, wait, is this spoilers? This is probably spoilers.
I don't know.
There's a very funny part where that song plays. Let's just say that. It all happens and it's very serious. And then the song plays. It was just a weird moment.
I don't remember that. What was the moment?
It was when Zendaya slaps him.
Oh, and that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to watch it again. I don't remember
and
that.
She goes whack and she walks out and it goes.
And they go,
it was really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to watch it again. It comes out. Oh, got updates on this. So some people are freaking out going, does this mean it's failing at the box office? Dude, that made me make so much money.
Oh, yeah.
In theaters.
In like 2 weeks.
But it's coming out April 2nd on.
Oh, tomorrow.
Digital. Not streaming somewhere, but on Apple, Amazon, those kinds today. Of things. You can buy it and I will be buying it.
Oh, I know you will.
And then I will immediately be watching it as soon as I have bought it.
You'll see that scene and laugh with me.
All right. I'll watch for it.
Today is April Fool's Day. We should have done something.
No. I hate April Fool's Day. You know that.
But like, it's fun to do nice pranks.
No. Is it?
Yeah.
Here, some more fun
stuff.
You
ever seen that?
Sorry.
That like scratches a very specific part of my brain that I really like.
Your wartime, yeah, the Emperor's going to turn us into killing machines brain.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, what? What were you saying before?
Oh. So stupid.
I don't remember.
Have you ever seen that scene in SpongeBob where he's pranking people because it's April Fool's?
No. Remind me. I'm glad you're doing some cartoon trivia here because I have something you don't know about coming up.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
So what happens is SpongeBob is pranking people because it's April 1st.
Yeah.
And he's like, doesn't really get how to prank.
Yeah.
And Squidward doesn't like it. But yeah. One of his pranks is that he there's a guy who asks him for water. And he's like, hey, can I get a couple ice cubes? And he's like, of course. And he goes. And he just starts giggling. And he gives him the glass. He's giggling. And he's like, what? And he's like, you asked for a couple of ice cubes. And I only gave you one. And that's the kind of pranks I like. It's stupid.
It's stupid, but I also like it.
It's so dumb.
As you can tell, I am laughing at it.
What's your cartoon knowledge?
Well, let me tell you. Do you want to get tested right now? Should we do this? Trivia? Yeah. Okay. Real quick chat room, a reminder. Anytime you would like to call the voice line and or text us. Texting's easy and fun. You don't have to put your voice on there if you don't want to.
Yeah.
801-471-0462. The number's on your screen. And we would love to have any thoughts, feelings, whatever you have during the show today. I also have some ones from last week we didn't get to. We'll read those too. And some stuff that came in between last time we spoke.
Sweet.
Real quick. Let's see. Can I find that? Yeah. Let me do this voicemail real quick and then we'll get to this test.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, Scott and Carter. I thought you should know that we were just in Johnson City, Tennessee. And you know what? It's in Carter County. Isn't that freaking cool? This is your pal Chuck or an automaton.
Yeah, Chuck and Amy.
That is freaking cool.
Carter County. Or Carter, what was it again?
Carter County in Johnson Town.
Oh, Johnson, yeah. That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Johnsonville? What did he say? I immediately forgot.
I've forgotten everything.
It's cool, though.
Chuck, thanks.
Carter Johnson, that's
yeah, that's
name.
Crazy, though. That, you know, did we ever tell anybody on here where the name came from? Let's do it real fast.
I don't know, yeah. Tell the story.
So mom's pregnant with you. You're probably 7 months pregnant. We still didn't know what name we were going to choose. And we had a few of them. We almost did Dixie.
There was Dixie. There was another one. I can't remember.
Carrie, I think, at one point.
Ew. I would not have been. And not that that's a bad name.
It would have worked.
That sounded so rude.
But that's just because you would know it.
I don't feel like
Carrie. Yeah, because you're not a Carrie.
You're right.
But
yeah.
If you'd have been named Carrie, you wouldn't think
that's
twice.
That's true. I did not. I just realized that I said ew to a name. That was not. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, there it is. Johnson City in Carter County. That's what it is.
Johnson City, Carter County.
Sorry. Thanks, Chuck. Icor says Dixie Johnson is almost Dick Johnson. Yeah. And we almost named Nick Harry or Harrison. Yeah. Harry Johnson. What a mistake that would have been. Anyway. We're watching TV one night, and there's this newer version. I don't even know. Late 90s. Well, that's when we saw it. I don't even know if it was new. But there was a Outer Limits episode going on.
Yeah.
that, not to be confused with the old black and white one, this is like a new revamp thing.
Yeah.
And there was a lawyer.
It was like a one episode, right?
Yeah, a single episode. They were all off one-offs, right?
Oh, okay.
That's how those shows are. They're anthologies per episode.
Yeah.
Is that a way of saying that? Yeah. Anyway.
Anthology.
What was I saying? Oh, this girl is a lawyer and her name was Carter. And I'd never heard that for a girl's name.
For a girl.
And I thought, that's the coolest name. And she was also like this really cool character. And I looked at mom and I go, what do you think?
Didn't you not know if I was a girl or a boy?
No, we knew from a certain point. I think we knew by then.
Mom said that you didn't know until I was.
Oh no, we didn't know 100% because
I kept moving.
You kept moving and hiding your doodle.
And so they were like, so you didn't know until I was born.
Yeah, until Carter was born, we weren't 100% sure. And that was also okay. So yeah, that is true because part of our conversation was we're 89% sure we're having a girl and this name works.
And
but if it's a boy, we can totally keep it. Yeah. And mom's like, yeah, it's a good idea. And then she threw up. No, I'm just kidding.
She vomited.
Then she vomited immediately. Did I ever tell you about I've told other people, but when I threw that copy of Seven in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
It's because mom was pregnant with you.
Yeah.
And I was so angry.
Pregnant stuff. I'm a sneeze.
Because you know what happens in that movie. What's in the box and all that.
I know what's in the box.
I was so pissed.
You threw it in the snow is so dramatic and funny.
It was like first run DVD copy of that thing. Tucked it right in the snow like a frisbee. I still like that movie. It's great. It's just I can't see that.
Time.
Yeah, I can't see that when my wife's seven months pregnant.
That's hard.
Anyway. back to the deal.
Yeah.
Here's your test. You ready?
Oh, okay.
This is King of the Hill trivia.
Oh, I will ace this.
I know you think you will, and I hope you will. I don't actually know because I've not looked at the questions. I've just picked one that is supposed to be tough.
Okay.
Let's have a little something for it. What's a good one?
Now I'm nervous. Now I've been confident and I'm going to fail horribly.
Here's our theme for it. Here you go.
Mask, smask, smask.
Smask.
Mask. Schmask.
Mask.
Schmask. That's it. Mask, schmask.
You knew that too well.
I knew it all by heart.
Carter loves King of the Hill.
King of the Hill and Futurama are two that I like know every single episode. Yeah.
It's her.
It's one of those shows you put on in the background.
Yeah.
All the time.
I do it. I'm doing it now with King of the Hill. I've been enjoying the hell out of it. Yeah. I've been clipping clip clops.
Chill and easy.
Yeah. Like this one.
She's my hoe.
Remember that one with Snoop? Yeah. How about this one?
Came to apologize and make out with tongues.
Make
out with tongues.
I quote that all the time.
Yeah.
When someone says, oh, they're going to make out, I go with tongues.
It's really good. How about this one?
Now, this one's old and kind of ropey. My wife would not enjoy it.
My
wife would not enjoy it.
Okay, where's the quiz?
All right, here's
test time.
You ready? Test time.
Test time.
King of the Hill quiz challenge. How much do you know?
Okay.
Here is your first question. This is, again, graded as tough. Not really hard, but tough. 9 out of 15 or something.
Okay.
As that's weird scale. I don't know what it means. Here we go. What did Cotton and Dale steal from the museum?
Oh, the leg of a general.
General Santa Anna's artificial leg.
Artificial leg.
I should give you all your options, but that's I'm going to mark it. We'll find out at the end what you got.
You don't even have to give me the options, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you the others were here. Sam Houston's gun, Jim Bowie's knife, General Santa Anna's artificial leg, and Davy Crockett's coonskin cap.
It was a leg.
All right, next up. And yeah, I can't tell you the answer until it's done and then it'll go, you got all these right. Who runs the concession stand at the Arlen Speedway? Is it Octavio, Jimmy Wichard, Maria Montalvo, or Leon Petard?
I think it's the first guy.
Octavio?
I think it's Octavio.
Okay, I'm choosing it.
I'm not 100%.
What is the name of the song that Khan wrote for Bobby? It'd be Khan Jr.
Song.
It's three words, and I have to type it in. There's no multiple here.
Khan Jr. wrote for Bobby.
She's the one that said using
fat
tongues.
Fat, white, something.
Fat, white. You don't remember the last?
I don't remember the last thing.
Fat, white, boy or something?
Something like that. Fat, white. Oh, I don't remember.
All right. I'll leave that there. If you think of it before we're done, I'll add it. What is Dale Gribble's alias? I just heard this in the other day, so
Dale. Oh, shisa.
German for shit.
Nope, nope.
That was German for shit.
Quiet you. Rusty Shackelford.
Rusty. Very good. I think that's it. How would you spell Shackelford? I don't want to screw this up. Shackelford.
Ford.
I hope that's right. If it gives it wrong, I'll give you the point.
By the way, did you know that Rusty Shackelford isn't just his name? He actually stole it from a kid in kindergarten that he thought died, but actually just moved away.
No.
Yeah.
That's more trivia than I knew.
Yeah.
What is the name of the adult film that Hank supposedly owed a $40 late fee at Arlen Video? Was it Cuffs and Collars?
Cuffs and Collars.
Not Jailbait, Hung Jury, or Illegal Entry? That's terrible. It's
Cuffs and Collars.
What country are Con, Min, and Connie from?
Oh, I almost said Singapore. Laos.
Very good. Your options were Vietnam, China, Laos, Japan, but you are correct.
Yep.
Who is the big hitter of
Fatherton?
Fatherton softball team.
Oh, crap. It's an actual baseball player.
I'll give you the names.
Okay.
Rafael Palmiero.
Nope.
Alex Gonzalez.
Nope.
Jeff Bagwell.
Nope.
Kurt Benavacqua.
That one.
You knew it when you knew it.
Yeah.
What is the name of the pimp that came after Hank to get his girl Tammy back?
Oh, shoot.
As played by Snoop Dogg.
Do you have the thing?
Do you want me to play it?
I'm really bad. No. Do you have the options?
Oh, I can give you the options.
Okay.
Alabaster.
Alabaster.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Method, Ebony, and Roxman were the others.
Roxman.
Ebony. Come on, man. What channel does Nancy Gribble do the weather for? Channel 18, Channel 84, Channel 26, Channel 10.
84.
I think that's right.
I think that's right.
Because the joke is it's way down on the dial.
Yeah, it's like not good.
Not like 4, 5, 6 or whatever.
Which is kind of an old joke that doesn't make sense anymore.
How about this one? Who died in the explosion at the I almost said Mar-a-Lago. And my answer would have been everyone.
Everyone.
Sorry, the Megalomart.
The Megalomart.
Was it Luann, Chuck Mangione, Hank?
What's his name?
Or?
The boyfriend of Luann.
Buckley.
Buckley.
Okay.
Couldn't remember his name.
What brand? Buckley's the worst, dude.
I love Buckley.
He's the worst.
He's only in season one.
I know. He's barely in it.
No,
he's in season 3.
Yeah, it's like a throwback, but
no,
he dies in season 1.
King of Hill.
Or season 2. It might be the end of season 2 he dies. He's real
Buckley.
Quick.
Hold on, I'm going to find it.
Buckley.
Here it is. Buckley, King of the Hill. He was in the pilot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he's
only
in episode 1, 2, and 3. Dies in season 3.
Oh.
Comes back as a flashback in 7 and 11.
Oh, okay. I thought it was way later.
No, died early season 3.
King of the Hill is one of the few shows that has like a perfect run. All the seasons are good. It doesn't fall off at the end.
No, I like them all. Even the kind of like, you know, the early ones are a little
rough.
The bad
pilots, yeah.
It's like, oh, their voices are weird. Good. They're actually good. Yeah. They stick all the landings. Where was I? Here we go. What type brand of cigarettes does Dale Gribble smoke? Your options are Manitoba 100s, Alamo 120s, British Sterling, or Guatemalaca Lights.
What? What was the first one?
Manitoba 100s.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
What did Dale use to destroy Hank's yard when Hank refused to let Dale spray for pests? Was it gasoline, grubworms, fire ants, or bleach?
Fire ants.
Your favorite. There's only 15 of these, by the way.
Okay.
Number 13. What position did Tank play? Hank play on his high school football team? Was it quarterback, running back, defensive tackle, or tight end?
He was quarterback.
Because, was he?
Yeah, because Bill had to protect him all the time.
Oh, that's right.
That was a whole thing. I can't remember what Bill was.
Bill was a running back, I think. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because anyway.
He could push through.
Yeah, he's the bulldozer.
Bulldozer. That's right. Who did, number 14, second to last, who did Hank inadvertently smoke marijuana with in Debbie's apartment?
Oh, Gail.
Good Lord, you were fast at that one. There's Gail, Buck, Debbie, and Jane. You say Gail?
Gail. It's a boy, by the way.
It is, and it's played by Sam Rockwell. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I just
saw
that episode, and I was like, that name's familiar. I went and looked it up, and it was.
That's great.
I just saw one with...
there's a lot of guests.
Who just got nominated again for... Paul Giamatti was in it.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's worried about the environment all the time. He's pretty great.
He's great.
In fact, I think I have a clip.
I think he's in a couple episodes.
Listen to what he says. He says, hold on to your butts, everyone.
Hold to your booty.
Okay, here it is.
The pizza box is recyclable. The crust is compostable. Ew. And the cheese. Don't get me started on the cheese.
Yeah, he's Bobby's teacher.
You know what's worse?
You flush your urine, whether or not you've also left feces.
Yeah. Oh, it's so him to
he's
say
Bobby's
it.
He's Bobby's teacher.
All right, here you go. Final question. You ready?
Yeah.
The big one. Who provided the voice of the judge who tried Hank for fishing with crack rocks? Was it Miles Lane? Mills Lane.
This is the voice actor?
No. Oh, yeah. Who provided the voice actor? Was it Mills Lane? Was it James Carville? Was it Larry King? Or was it Marcia Clark?
I don't know. I'm not good with this stuff.
Or Marcia Clark. If I had to guess, it's...
I love that episode.
Would Larry King do it? Probably James.
It wasn't Larry King because it didn't sound like
James
it.
James Carville, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's do Carville. Bad with actors,
dude. We're choosing Carville. That's where I'm good usually, but I can't think of it. All right. Here's an optional. Okay. Create a free trivia. No, I don't want that. All right. I'm hitting submit my answers.
Wait, we got to figure out the song.
Huh?
The song that Todd wrote.
Right. Let me see if you're even on the right.
White.
Hold on. Let me see if it's...
I don't remember.
Oh, I see it.
Am I on the right?
You're right. Fat white something.
Fat white.
Do you want to know what it rhymes with?
Hmm.
Is this bad to give it away, though?
I don't know.
Okay, this point is
wait.
Sketchy.
Fat white. Oh, my gosh. It was like, it was...
I've said
brain.
The word. I've said a word that rhymes with it tonight while we've been talking about your dog.
Not helpful.
When I took her outside. She took a big, fat dump.
Oh, fat white lump.
Fat white lump.
Yep, I remember now.
All right, we may take a point off, but we'll keep it there for now. All right, let's see how you did. You ready?
I feel like I was impressive either way.
I'm submitting your answers. Here we go. Number one, what did Cotton and Dale steal from the museum? You were correct.
Yep.
That was a good one. Octavio was incorrect. It was Jimmy Wichard.
Jimmy Wichard?
Concession stand, yeah.
I hate Jimmy Wichard.
Fat white lump was correct. Rusty Shackleford, correct, and we spelled it right.
Oh, nice.
Cuffs and collars for the adult film, correct.
Yep.
Laos is correct. Kurt Bevaqua or whatever.
Bevaqua. It's hard to say.
Yeah, was the softball team.
Yep.
And the name of the pimp was Alabaster, correct. Mm-hmm. Channel 84 was correct.
I think his name was Alabaster Slim, possibly.
It might have been Slim. Buckley is correct for the Megalomark kid that got blown up.
Yep.
Brand of cigarettes does Dale smoke? Manitoba 100.
Yep.
Manitoba. What did Dale use to destroy Hank's yard? Fire ants.
Yep.
What was Hank's job on the team? Not quarterback. It was running back.
I was running. I'm not good at football.
No, you're not. Who did Hank inadvertently smoke marijuana with? Gale. Correct.
Yep.
And then finally, who provided the voice of the judge? We both kind of weaseled our way into James Carville. Ding! We were correct.
Nice.
You scored 13 out of 15. That is not bad. Your point scored 195. Where does that put you in a rank? The average score for this quiz is 9 out of 15. You are above average.
Lovely.
Congratulations, Carter.
The three I got wrong was one really specific one.
Yeah.
That was the Octavio one.
That's right. Now let's celebrate with one more King of the Hill.
Football, which I'm bad with football, and a voice actor, which I'm bad with the voice actor.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, no, it wasn't the voice actor. What did I get wrong?
I
got two wrong.
Here's how we end it with Hank Hill himself. You ready?
Bobby, I didn't think I'd ever need to tell you this, but I would be a bad parent if I didn't. Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
I love Hank so
much. And then
much.
Bobby goes... Why do you have to hate what you don't understand?
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Anyway.
All right. We got some listener stuff.
All right.
You want to hear some of it? How about this one? Ooh. Joel Applegate emailed us.
Oh.
It says, Scott and Carter, I use AI daily for work and home. He would like to talk about practical case uses for AI.
Okay.
Well, I'll fully admit there's plenty of practicality.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't think stealing art is one of them.
Having models that scour other people's art for their training data, that's the problem we have.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I don't have a problem with
AI kind of it,
in and of itself. It's the stealing from artists and the attempt to replace artists that's gross.
Well, stealing and then attempting to replace them. Like if an AI was good at just creating on its own, it just was talented and didn't have anything to train on.
If it was like data from Star Trek.
But people,
I guess today is basically a printer.
But have you heard this argument that people, so a training model for AI image generation is training on your artwork as an example.
Mm-hmm.
But what's different? This is an argument on mine, but I've heard the argument, well, what's different than you going through your life, coming up and noticing things, and then incorporating some of what Samurai Jack did or some of what Dexter's Lab did. Or
because we're people.
Yeah. But what the point is, what he's saying is that you doing training data? Why is it any different?
Because we're human beings.
I think that's a good answer.
That's enough of a difference.
That's a good answer. It's also not a machine. You're not.
I've done a lot of work, and a machine just kind of compiles. And
that's true.
Like, I do think there's practical use for AI. I'm not against AI. I'm just against stealing from artists and pretending like it's doing any kind of work.
Right. No, and that's fair.
It's not soulless and horrifying.
I'm with you. Anyway, he goes on to say, here are the things he thinks are good applications.
Okay.
Search engines. Totally agree.
Oh, awesome.
Love it.
Although, have you seen that some search engines and especially like spell check stuff has been kind of eating itself a little bit, and like people misspell things so often that sometimes the computer will be like, that's how you actually spell it. And it will like mess itself up.
Well, it's same with art, right? That's training on its own stuff that it's outputting. Yeah. So it's like almost incestuous garbage.
Yeah.
Anyway, summarizing articles. I agree. I use it every week to summarize my core notes, which I create the notes to start with, me and the two boys. But it's this huge, long thing I copy out of a spreadsheet, throw it into ChatGPT, and I say, make an 800-character summary of what I did, and it poops out this beautiful paragraph that I might need to tweak here and there.
That's using it as a tool.
Yeah, it's a tool. It's a very usable tool. He also says, summarize and extracting from message feeds. Excuse me.
That's interesting.
You're trying to dig into stuff. And then finding a problem within data.
Oh, yeah. That's like a huge one.
Yeah, I totally agree with this, by the way.
I also think here's another practical use for AI. In video games, having interesting interactions with the NPCs and the enemies and stuff like that, that's all AI.
It's always been that.
Yeah.
But just now we have a way more advanced way of doing it. Nobody's complaining about that or worried about that.
That's an incredible, cool way to use AI.
Yeah, what we're worried about is, all the character art for 30 characters that you choose from in this gacha game were all created by a computer randomly. And boy, they sure look familiar to some certain artists I follow. Yeah, it's that stuff we have trouble with.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We got, let's see here. We got one here. Oh, this is interesting. This is from Ryan. He says, hi, Scott. Hi, Carter and Nash. Oh, I mean, Scott. Must be a fan of There Will Be Dungeons. Right now there isn't any, but there will be again.
There
maybe.
Will once be dungeons.
I may have let it.
There once have been dungeons.
I may have dropped a hint.
Oh.
Anyway, love the show. I think I'm behind. This relates to show 04. You stole my candy about 2 weeks ago. Suggestion for the outdoor cat topic. I'm about to murder that cat.
Don't murder the cat.
Have you smelled what she's doing to that rug thing?
Mom, clean the rug. It's fine.
It stinks so bad. Every day it's over there going, and I know why, because there's other cats in the neighborhood that want to come bug her. So this is her marker in her territory. These are normal animal things. I don't think she's going to last.
What does
Mom's
this person
not.
Suggest?
Anyway, suggestions for the outdoor cat topic. Open the garage door, but stop it quick with just a 6-inch tall opening. Just a little. Right?
Yeah.
Plus equals cat. I'm not sure what that means. Can have safety and good food, water bowl placement, this is the minus to it. So can other cats. And you don't have cardboard boxes on the foundation when the snow comes. Second topic idea. All right, so that's interesting. We can't leave our garage door open.
No, we can't do that. But also, she's safe and like super comfy on the porch. It's just that other cats will kind of come up and bug her and eat her food. Mm-hmm. But in general, our porch is like a really safe spot for her. She has a little like kennel, so whenever it snows, it keeps her dry.
Yeah.
Like she's very well cared for.
She peed on that bag that Jim brought.
Yeah.
That was gross.
Yeah. That was a little gross.
Second topic idea. Carter suggested pets know the human names. I agree with Scott. It's all about training. The dog is not incentivized to know who Kim is in the house. The dog gets attention for food and when it responds to its name. To train, if Scott says Kim and the dogs go to Kim, have Kim give them a treat, do this 10 times, done. You guys are great.
Did we argue about this?
No. I think we agree with him. I think he's just saying
that. Well, he said he agreed with you.
Oh, well, then you must have been wrong about something.
Were you watching, was it on Skim maybe?
No, it was here.
You sure?
I think you're the psycho that was wrong.
What did we argue about?
I don't remember. I don't have any. Dude, I don't remember what I did last night. What I do? Oh, it was Easter.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. We were talking about if pets know our names. Like if they are like, oh, that's Scott and that's Kim.
Oh, right.
Like,
and I'm convinced they don't. And they'll eat me if I die.
I don't know. The reason I'm convinced not is because I will say Boomer's name.
Yeah.
And Ripley will look at Boomer.
Really?
Yes. I'll go boomer, and Ripley will like turn her head.
We're testing this tonight.
Okay,
I need to see it.
It's really. I don't know if
I don't deny that she does. I just have never noticed it.
I wonder if it's almost like because with dogs you can train them to be like place is a really common dog command.
Yeah,
and it's usually like go to your kennel or go to your bed. Like place is like where they sit.
Yeah,
and so if you go place, they'll run over to there. So you like maybe it's more of. Understand, like that's more of it where they're like that is a location and that location is boomer.
Oh, you know I see.
What I mean,
not necessarily, they aren't aware
what a name is.
It's a location,
yeah.
Or a zone because she is always where she is.
Yeah,
boomer hangs out in that spot.
She does like tend to sit there. I don't know.
You guys are great, says Oblivious Moose, core and older TMS show patron subscriber. Well, welcome.
That's a cool
good
name.
Good to have you here. Let's read this text from a listener.
All right.
Scott, did you give Carter an education about Jim Varney and Ernest? Oh, we didn't really. Damn it.
What was that?
I was a huge fan of Ernest when I was a kid. Also, the only one of my friends to remember the Ernest TV show that came on Saturday mornings, JR. Yeah, dude. We talked about this briefly. The Ernest P. Worrell thing. That Slinky the dog and
oh, yeah, yeah, we did talk about
he's the voice actor,
yeah.
But his thing he was known most for was this character called Ernest. And he had a bunch of movies called Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest. They're terrible.
Yeah.
But wonderful.
Okay.
And then, but the main thing were the commercials they used to do for, I think, milk or something. It was like the dairy commercials. We do a watch along of those?
Yeah. For the patrons.
We could do that. Yeah. We'll watch a whole compilation of the ads that made it famous.
I love old ads.
And then we'll watch we'll watch the best Ernest movie.
We'll get the whole cultural experience.
The whole thing. Because I love Jim Varney.
All right.
And he was also Jed Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies movie.
I never saw that movie.
And he was perfect in it.
All right.
I've never seen that either.
No.
I'm a bad father.
I'm sorry.
Here's another one. These are all texts, by the way, coming to us at 801-471-0462. Hi, Carter and Scott. Scott, would you give up eating meat for an all-pickled diet? I think I could live off pickled beets, carrots, kimchi, and Branson's pickles. You know what?
If you, like, giving up one or the other, which would you choose?
Ooh.
Like, if you had to not have pickles or not have meat ever again.
I mean, I really like them together is the problem. Not just pickles, but like pickled everything.
Pickled anything.
I love putting that on meat. But if I had to choose.
I guess kimchi's not pickled. We're going to count kimchi.
It's pickled cabbage. Well, it's fermented. It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah.
But you can make pickled cabbage. You can make pickled
there
kimchi.
Is pickled cabbage, too.
But Zoe says pickled bacon.
Kimchi.
Mm. I think that's tempting as it's ever been. There's no other. Every time someone says, "Could you give up meat if you only had this?" And the answer is almost no.
Would you give up meat if it meant that you got to keep both of your legs?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
If someone told me that eating meat gets rid of your legs, is that a thing?
If the doctor was like, "You're gonna lose both your legs."
But that would be more like
stop eating meat.
People that do that are like full on hardcore diabetics.
Yeah,
stuff.
But let's say that happened.
Okay, let's say the doctor, my next visit
says... Would you just be like, no more meat?
And she says, if you do eat meat, you will lose your legs.
Yeah,
no
matter
what. If you don't, we guarantee you won't.
Yeah.
I would give up meat.
Yeah, you had to think about it way too long.
Well, I bet this...
Would you rather have meat or your legs?
I'm at a weird stage in my life. If you had asked me that question when I was 25...
Okay.
I would have went, oh yeah, no meat. Like I said it immediately.
Yeah, you would have been like...
Now I'm like... I'm getting, you're getting older.
Legs aren't working that well anyway.
No, it's not that. They work fine. It's just this feeling of like, I want to enjoy myself a little bit and not be afraid of dumb fears.
That's not a dumb fear.
Of losing your legs.
You were losing your legs.
Yeah, but the older you get, let's say I make it to 70. Do I care that much?
I don't know. I don't know. You know what? Live your life.
Why don't they get attached like Baron Harkonnen stuff to me and I could float around?
Oh my gosh. Me and my friends were laughing so hard in the theater.
Harkonnen, sorry.
We were thinking like he's like a little balloon.
Yeah, he's like a balloon.
Like I want a balloon of him now.
Yeah, I want one too. Ooh, that's a great idea.
Right?
That's
like a little drawing.
That's a good drawing, actually. But I love the stuff in his back.
It's really cool. It reminds me of Mad Max.
Yeah, everything like, about it's so good. Gosh dang it. You won't be surprised to hear this, but Denis Villeneuve. Loves George Miller and respects him more than any filmmaker working today.
He wants to kiss him
with tongues. We all want to kiss with tongues. all right. That's a fun. That was a good email. Let's see what else we got here. How about this one from Danny Beretta? Beretta?
Like the bread?
He has a snake.
Snake.
Okay. He showed us last week the frog, the dog, and the snake, the little grass snake.
Yellow snake?
Damn. Look at this. Here, chat.
Is that a python?
I don't know. Let's see if he says. The yellow snake pick I sent last week was a green tree python. The start of either yellow or red. They start out as either yellow or red, and they grow and turn solid green. The picture I've attached to this one, or to them, is our first green python as a teenage snake.
So it is its python. It's turning green. I've never seen a snake that color.
Also, you are a hairy man.
Harriman.
Yeah. Look at that, though. I kind of miss Norman. I liked having a snake.
I liked having a snake, too, but he wasn't happy.
And he stunk.
We didn't have enough time for him.
He stunk. If I was 15, I'd wear that snake everywhere I went.
You could have done that.
I did that with gerbils. I keep them in a pocket. I go to school.
Seems safe and cool.
I had a friend who always tried to slap it.
Yeah, that sounds
they
right.
Were, his goal was to kill correct. That freaking gerbil. He's such a bastard. That was Big Gary.
Big Gary.
Not Little Gary. No, Little Gary. Big Gary wouldn't hurt anybody.
That tends to be the
ironically,
way.
Yeah.
The way
it's like
world.
Ripley. She'll never hurt anybody.
Yeah. Rainer will murder you in your sleep.
We came when I was out on that walk, we came along a little teacup, little shit dog, what are they called?
Yep, yep.
And it followed us for 10 minutes.
It was
barking.
Off leash?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I didn't know
that
who it belonged
seem
to.
Good.
Yeah, but Rainer did nothing. She's just like
little garbage.
Garbage dog.
That's a cool snake. I
yeah,
like
it's
your
very
snake.
Very cool. Also, we got an image of a dog that looks a little like if Rainer and Ripley had a baby.
Yeah. Oh,
look
big
at this
kitty.
One. Isn't this cute? This is from...
Big, sweet, brown-eyed baby.
can't see a name.
What'd they say?
They said, for the Monday show, a few weeks ago, you're all wondering if dogs know us humans by our names. I would say they definitely do. Ooh, we got a
controversy.
Says, if my husband says moon pie, go see mama, he runs straight to me.
Oh.
And if
That's
we tell
like
him
what
to
I'm
go...
saying, where it's like more of a command.
What does this mean? And if we... Sorry. And if we tell him to go make sure H is safe, H?
H.
I'm oh, H is their
like
son.
A name, yeah.
He goes to the backyard to find our son. Aren't dogs the best? Love love the show. Yeah. I mean, so I also think they're just some dogs that are
smarter.
Yeah. Are they just like a bird that does hola and all
hola?
That? Freaking hate that, dude. It freaks me out.
There's a cute bird that calls everyone Petal.
There's no such thing as cute birds, but go ahead.
It's a British bird. Like the lady who owns it is British. So it goes Petal.
Yeah.
And it's so cute.
By the way.
Birds are weird.
Somebody went and bought more circus peanuts.
Oh my gosh. That's the big bag.
This is from Ambassador Domo. Yeah. He went and bought some. I don't know if he's inspired to buy them or if those are on their way to you.
Oh, please.
We have a P.O. box on the website. If you guys want to send Carter
bad candy in the P.O. box.
Yeah. It'd be all right. Final note here from J.R., Monday Junior? On the Monday show on the topic of birds breathing. Oh, geez. I took so much shit for that this week.
It was so funny.
It says here, 15 years ago, I had a bird name, or no, so I had a quacket bird parrot named Fox.
Quacket?
Quacket? Quaket, maybe?
Look it up. Google.
Well, okay.
I want to see what this bird looks like.
It says Quaket. Okay, hang on. Quacket. Quaket. It's also known as a monk parakeet. Let's see. Full profile.
Just a picture.
I'm looking for one.
Picture.
Here you go. See it?
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, that is actually kind of cute.
It's like an unripe mango.
It says it's also known as the monk parrot or Quaker parrot.
Okay.
Or maybe they meant Quaker. Quack. It was a typo.
Oh, quack it.
Species of true parrot of the family Psychopterygii. It's a small green parrot with a grayish breast and greenish yellow abdomen. Its average lifespan is 20 to 30 years. Originates from the temperate to subtropical areas of South America. Self-sustaining feral populations occur in many places, mainly in areas similar climate to North America. Yeah, I like a good feral deal going on there. That's awesome. Congratulations.
That's so cool.
On your bird.
Does your bird breathe?
Breed or breathe?
Breathe.
Oh, they don't say.
Let
or did
know.
They? Hold on. Oh, she was sweet and I miss her dearly. She was the first bird that introduced me to the concepts of bird sneezing. Unfortunately, got an upper respiratory infection and passed away. Just an interesting bit of tidbit there. Well, that's sad, but also sad. A sneezing bird.
Sneezing.
I can picture a dog sneezing.
I can picture a bird sneezing.
Man. What else?
Man.
Cat sneeze.
Most dangerous animal of all.
Babies are great when they sneeze. You want to hear something funny?
Is it a baby sneeze?
No, it's so Phoebe's learning how to, she's talking and singing and stuff, and she's repeating her mother.
Every word.
And so they used to, when Taylor was little, mom sang You Are My Sunshine to her constantly. And that was like the first song she knew.
All of us.
All of you, yeah. But in this case, she's now doing it with Phoebe. And here's what Phoebe said. Hold on. If I can find
it. It's so cute.
This is adorable. Here you go. She can't quite nail the landing, but here you go.
You are my son,
Ken.
My only son,
Ken.
You make me
happy
when skies are
great.
You never know,
great.
And then she walked
ran
off.
Away. Yeah.
She's running that way.
Great.
She is a freaking hoot, dude.
She's a super genius and it's freaky.
Oh, it's amazing. Love her to death.
Yep.
All right. Those are our texts today. Sweet. And if you want to be a person who texts us,
you can do that.
You can do that. 801-471-0462. I'm going to read one more that just came in from Tanner and Alex.
All right.
Our favorite couple in all of Arizona. That's not true. I have a lot of people in Arizona, but it's close.
We do have a lot of people in Arizona.
Not listening live, so no idea what's being discussed, but I hope you guys are having an amazing day. See you in a few weeks, Tanner and Alex.
Yay!
They're going to Vegas.
I'm excited. I haven't met so many people that I'm going to meet in Vegas.
You're going to meet some people like, who are you going to meet that I'm excited for you to meet? Icor is great. You're going to love him. Zoe is great. I'm trying to think if there's anybody you may have already met at Nerdtacular. You might have met. Actually, I don't know if.
It's possible. I'm going to feel really bad if I don't. Recognize people.
You can help us keep Claire safe. Keep the Irish girl safe. We're going to try to help her out.
All right.
You're not in charge of her or anything. I'm just saying. Who else? A bunch of people. You've met KT Data.
Yeah. I've met KT Data.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else, but you're going to love everyone. They're all great.
I'm super excited.
Everyone's great. Your sister or your Aunt Wendy will be there.
We'll take many pictures. I'll probably be wearing a mask the whole time.
Yeah, you can do that if you want,
because
you're chicken and not chicken. You're just trying to be careful. I get it.
If I get COVID again, it might kill me.
Carter got a long COVID. We talked about it on the show. Yeah, she got like a weird respiratory thing that they can't quite figure out. And so she's just extra careful.
It's
and she should
my
be.
Life.
She should be. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. I support your desire to be safe.
I don't want to get sick.
I don't want you to get sick at all. anyway, that's going to do it for today's Monday show. Is there anything you'd like to add?
We didn't talk about Narcotis.
Oh, shit. Can we do that real quick?
Sure.
So back in the day, it's 7:04.
Oh, we got time.
Yeah, we got time. So this isn't that long ago. Probably.
I was a teenager.
So 2015 or so. Something like that.
Yeah, about then.
The greatest year of the 2010s. I love that year.
I know you do.
I was skinny.
But we were playing a card
game. Fury Road.
That was.
Anyway, we're playing a card game that had a word narcotics on it.
It's so it was like a, what's it called? Like a.
What was it? I don't remember.
What are they called? Like 1930s gangsters, that kind of stuff.
Oh, what were they called? Mafia.
Mafia. Like mafia mobster kind of like dudes, but it was all like famous ones on these cards.
Yeah.
And so you had to read them. And one of the guys was like arrested for narcotics. But my brain switched everything around and went,
and she goes,
narcotics.
And so the way she did it was she was reading it like that. She did it in her cheery voice and went, he was arrested for narcotis.
And it's been a thing in our family
and we
since.
All pooped our pants and laughed so freaking hard.
It was so
it comes up all the time now. So if Carter gets any word wrong, we go narcotis. Oh, narcotis or berserker.
I can't say
but
that
we're
one.
Not going to talk about berserker.
No, won't say it.
Just say it.
No.
All right, I won't tell that story. all right, well,
all
it's
right,
been
that's the end.
It's been that really is the end. Thank you all for listening, being here, hanging out with us. We'll be back next week, and we'll have a schedule for patron special stuff. By the way, if you would like to be a part of our patron, it's super easy. Go to patreon.com/themondayshow.
The Monday Show.
Oh, we got a bunch of new people. Want to hear these names?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Longwell.
That's a sick name.
It's better than Shortwell. Joe McNally. Jim Jensen. We know him.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Aaron Frost. Sean White. The famous skateboarder, snowboarder. I'm sure that's who that is.
Yeah, 100%.
Galantino Israel.
Galantino
Israel and Luis Padilla. Look at that. Look at these people. Look, seven these new people this week.
People. You're gorgeous.
Love you guys. We love you guys. Please join up. There's lots of reasons to do it. None not to over at patreon.com/TheMondayShow.
The Monday Show.
Okay. All right. That's going to do it for us. Carter, any final parting thoughts?
Nope. Oh, we got to roll a dice.
Oh, what are we rolling for today?
What should we roll for? If I win, you have to buy me a snake.
No, I don't want another pet in this house. Hold on. I'll buy you a... What are those things we like at Taco Bell? The morning things?
Crunchwrap. I don't want a Crunchwrap.
Oh. Well, not today.
Buy me a...
What do you want?
I don't know.
Impossible burger somewhere. What? Impossible Whopper.
No.
Fish filet.
No.
Bag of circus peanuts.
No.
You got to have a thing.
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm having brain fart.
I'll give
fart
you
fart of the brain.
I'll find you a Steam code.
Ooh, for your I Steam like Deck. This. All right, then what do you want?
And what I want is
I'll give you
what?
I don't know.
I want a bag of those peanut butter pretzel things. Just a baggie full.
Oh, okay.
That you have.
Those aren't great for you, but all right.
I like them though.
Okay.
All right.
That's a deal.
Roll it. You're first.
You're going to steal them anyway.
D20. Big metal D20.
20.
Shut up. You got a D20.
If you match it, we'll reroll.
You got a natural 20.
I got
20.
A nat 20.
Yeah, but you got -5 to charisma. Just kidding.
Hey, I'm very charismatic.
You're very charismatic. You got a lot of riz.
I got that riz.
You got that riz. Okay, hold on. I got a 20.
What did you actually get?
12. All right. You're getting the Steam code.
Steam code.
Congratulations, Carter, and may the rest of you have a fantastic day. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
See you next Monday.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.